Do you ever hear of salt buck or rack or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
What have you heard it called?
Saw buck, and they had a saw. It's a funny looking thing. They called a buck saw. The saw this worked with.
If you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
That's wagon tongue.
What about with a buggy? You have a on each side of the horse. You have the.
What did they call those stays?
Okay. And if a wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
Grease it.
You said yesterday he...
Greased it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
And on the thing that connects one wheel to the other is the...
axle.
And on the inside of the wheel you have the hubs and the spokes come out and they fit into the...
I don't know.
What's the part of the wheel that touches the ground?
I don't know. There's a name for it, but I don't know.
And the barbed wood that the traces fasten on to.
I'm not too much up on that. I never did fool with any teams.
Well, that's okay. I'll go ahead and ask you.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I just...
Did you ever hear of swingle tree or whistle
single
tree?
Single tree. Huh? Single tree.
What if you had two? You'd need
them. That's a team of horses. One for each horse.
And you'd have one, like a big single tree? That was.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you call a big single tree?
Just as it's still a single tree.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a... Or a woman would use a comb and a...
brush?
And if she was going to use that, she'd say she was going to...
brush her hair.
And what would you put in a pistol?
Bullets, we call them.
Any other name for bullets?
Cartridges.
Is that the same thing? What would you sharpen a stroke razor on?
Razor strop.
What about a small knife?
Whetstone.
And a big tool?
Well, you could use a... that thing you use on a bill, file, or... you use a whetstone,
What would turn around?
That was a... my grandfather had one over there. Great big rock thing. I don't remember what to call it.
Do you ever hear it called a grind?
Grinder?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes.
And something that children play on. You take a board and...
seesaw.
You saw some children playing on that. You say they were...
seesawing. Seesawing.
Any old-fashioned names for a seesaw?
I don't know.
What about taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children get in the middle and jump up and down? Call that a... did you ever hear of a joggle board or anything like that?
No.
And you take a board and fix it in the center and
it
spin around and around.
Kind of
like a merry-go-round. There's...
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember seeing one, homemade one.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on
swing.
It.
Swing.
And what would people carry coal in?
Coal bucket.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney in those old-fashioned stoves.
Stovepipe.
What does that fit into?
Into the chimney.
Okay. And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, you can use something that's got a wheel in the
wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.